Alex Newhook.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude, it's Todd Hancock here in Vancouver. It's going good, man. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Right on. Honestly, I wasn't even sure if you'd want to take the time to jump on the podcast right now, considering you guys are in the middle of the quest for the cup.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all good.
Right on. Of course, it must be one of the most exciting times of the year for you right now, especially considering you guys are playing very well, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, postseason every year is definitely the most exciting time of the year, but yeah. Especially when you have a group like this, with some potential to do something special, it definitely adds to it.
I know. As a captain of a team, how much do you feel is your responsibility to get the boys fired up? Like, say, if you're trailing in the game, and how much is that the coach's responsibility?
Yeah, I think as a captain, it's definitely it's definitely a big part of it, and not even getting the guys fired up, just kind of leading, leading the boys and leading our group in every way I can, every way possible. And I think that's something that just comes about me naturally is just trying to get the best out of my team, get the best out of my teammates, and as well as that, leading by example. And yeah, it's just something that that comes with that, and as well with the energy that comes with the postseason. I think it definitely adds to it. And if I can be the most energetic guy in the room on the ice, that's a big thing for our team and a big way I can lead as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys will look at that and they'll in turn kind of up their game as well, seeing you play so well too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And does anything stand out about your first game with the Victoria Grizzlies?
Yeah, I think coming from minor midget and playing with all guys the same age as me, it was definitely a big jump. Playing against older guys, bigger guys, and with a lot more speed and skill. It was definitely a bit of an adjustment to, it was really my first time playing with older guys. Guys that, 4 years older than me. And, it was a big jump, but, just being able to adjust to that quickly and, find ways to be effective at that level was the way I kind of went about it and just trying to, work on my game and translate that to the next level. And I think, I did a good job at that. And I think it's been great.
What was it specifically then, Alex? Like, what did you have to tweak to your game to get to that level? Was it obviously, the game, positional hockey and stuff. Where did you feel that you needed to up your game, I guess, to get to that level?
Yeah, well, I think just adjusting to the strength and speed of other guys. And, maybe at the younger level, I could have got away with a bit more, body positioning and a bit more physicality, but, being a smaller guy coming into the league, you definitely had to adjust a bit and, whether that be, going to different spots on the ice and finding soft areas, just using your body for positioning as opposed to hitting as much. And I think that was probably the biggest thing. Obviously speed was huge. So, but I think my speed definitely translated to this level. There's a few things you have to adjust to and just try to be effective wherever you can.
Yeah, I'm curious. They always, sports commentators and stuff, they always joke about the puck looking like a beach ball for the goaltenders and stuff. Is it kind of like that for a player as well? Like, there's just some nights that, for whatever reason, the puck is just on your stick. It will not come off. You just play better than the rest. Is it just... whatever reason?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, definitely some games you feel yourself a bit more and have the puck a bit more on your stick. But I think I think trying to be consistent and trying to have that approach every night is the thing I've really tried to focus on and our team's really tried to focus on is bringing that same effort every night. And I think if you can be that same guy every night and if I can be that same guy that's effective and want the puck and wanted to make plays every night, then that'll definitely help myself and help our team as well.
Alex, being born in I can't believe this when I read this. You're born in 2001 from St. John's.
Yeah.
Which team did you cheer on as a kid then, living on the East Coast of Canada?
I've been a Calgary Flames fan actually since I started playing.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, and you must get a rough ride because, of course, majority of people in BC, I mean, if we're going to, tear a team apart, it's either the Boston Bruins or, of course, the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
must get a rough ride from your buddies.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
What is your first hockey memory?
Yeah, I think when I actually started playing hockey, I was my dad ended up taking me to the rink, I think, probably 10 times. It was probably like a learn to skate program,
right?
Back home. And I was actually scared of my coach first, 10 skates and wouldn't go on the ice. And You know, I was just scared to get out there. And at that time, my dad was kind of like, all right, you got to take over. He kind of told my mom that it's her turn to try and get me to go on the ice. And he kind of thought that dream was dead at that point.
Right.
But my mom kind of went up and took me up there, and I guess kind of found the courage to step on the ice. And after that, it's kind of been it's been my whole life. I think that first step really led to something that's been super special in my life, and that's been, you know, a huge part of it. And I'd say that's probably my first memory.
Yeah, it's cool. You're scouted to be drafted in the first round of the NHL draft. How much pressure is that on you?
Yeah, I think it definitely comes with a little bit of pressure. Obviously, you know, it's a draft year, and people are going to talk about it. People are going to say what they want to say. People are going to, you know, express their opinions. But at the end of the day, I've kind of had pressure every year, you know, for the past 4 years. I think initially moving away from home, definitely a bit of pressure there, you know, seeing what you're going to do when you're away, and then not just being a good player at home, really establishing yourself on the mainland. And that was some pressure there. And then coming out to the BCHL, definitely some pressure there, you know, keep wanting to, you know, see if you can translate your game to different levels. And then obviously in your draft year, it's a lot of pressure just because of, you know, the draft, and it's something you really look forward to your whole life. So that's definitely a bit of pressure. It's something I try not to worry about too much, what other people think. And you know, at the end of the day, what the draft brings, but it's in the back of my mind all the time, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. I don't know how it wouldn't be. So is it like a matter of fingers crossed we're getting to the Calgary Flames, or?
No, I think any
you're like, whatever,
be,
dude. Any team, no kidding. Alex, you knew this question was coming. Who do you think's at the top of the pile? Who is the best player in today's NHL?
I think Crosby's got to be the best player in the NHL right now. I mean, just, you know, everything he does, whether that's without the puck, with the puck, he's just such a complete player, and he has been for so long, and I think he's really established himself as a top player in the world, and he's someone he's really enjoyable to watch, and I like to watch him a lot.
And of course, lots of chirping lately about Bure and Pettersson. Some say Pettersson is better.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch much of Pavel Bure, but
right, seeing the highlights and Pettersson stuff, the kid can skate.
Pettersson's
right,
a pretty special player.
Man, he's insanely good.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, he's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's get outside of hockey then, and of course what you're known for. What are you binge watching when you find time? What are the TV shows and Netflix and stuff that you're watching you can't get enough of?
I'm actually not into a show right now, but I watched a series called You on Netflix. I just kind of watch some of the stuff random. Watch some stuff with my Billet brothers, but I'm not really too much into TV shows that much.
Fair enough. Yeah. What was your first concert?
First concert was a rap concert in Toronto. I went with my buddy.
Okay.
It was The Weeknd. It was a really good concert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, The Weeknd had a huge song. Was it last summer or the summer before?
Yeah.
Was it? I Can't Feel My Face?
I can't feel
my face when I'm with you. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
No, I don't.
What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters, I saw, what was that movie called? My God, I just saw it like a week ago. I can't even remember what the name of it was.
I haven't been to the theater for a while. And when I do, I've got like a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. So when I go, it's like Zootopia. And,
right.
You know, cartoons and shit, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't even remember what it was.
Are you a big comic book fan? You looking forward to the new Avengers and all that?
No, I'm not really a huge comic book fan, no.
Really? Oh, interesting. I would have thought, yeah, for sure. Like, no Wonder Woman, no Logan, no Suicide Squad. You watch those movies?
Not really. I mean, I've watched the movies and I enjoy them, but I'm not really, you know, too heavily into it.
But you're not going to a comic book store and buying comics?
No.
Yeah, fair enough. If you could have one superpower, we'll stay here for a sec. If you could have one superpower, which power would you want to have?
That's a tough one. I think maybe super speed would be pretty cool.
Be able to turn it on right away. Boom.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice, yeah. What's your take on legalized marijuana?
I mean, I'm not really into it, but I don't think it's that big of a deal if, you know, to have it legalized. It's I've read a bit about it, and it's definitely, you know, personal opinion, and You know, the side effects don't seem like they're too crazy. So if you're about that and you want to go about it, then sure. But I mean, it's not really for me and not really something I worry about too much.
Right. And I wonder, because there's a lot of like UFC fighters and MMA fighters, Bellator fighters and stuff, that'll use the CBD oils after a fight to kind of, you know, recharge their bodies and stuff. I wonder if that would, I mean, obviously it would be the same thing for hockey players. Have you ever heard of a hockey player using CBD oil?
I haven't, no.
I wonder. It must be the same thing. Anyway, have you ever had a near-death? By the way, thank you again for doing this. Two more questions.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
One's an oddball and one's going to be the tough one. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
No, not really.
Really? Wow, okay.
No.
Well, I'm going to give you a knock wood for that one, Alex. Most people, most people, I would say I've probably asked 500 people that question and like 470 have said something.
Really?
Dude, like man. And the majority is like, you know, driving down the highway and got cut off and, you know, rolled the car or whatever. And that shit would be scary. I've never personally rolled a car. That would be freaky, man. You ever rolled a car?
Definitely, yeah. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? No. All right, last question, the toughest question. What's your career highlight thus far?
Yeah, I've definitely had a few very high moments in my career. I think playing in the U-17 Challenge was a lot of fun. You know, really the first time we got to represent Canada, I think that was pretty special. A really big moment for me was back in, what was it, Minor Bantam, my team from home was going to the tournament as an underdog 3 seed in like a provincial tournament.
Yeah.
And we ended up winning in overtime in the championship game and got to go represent our province at Atlantic. So that was a pretty high moment as well. Those probably be the top two, I'd say.
Yeah. Any players on the Victoria Grizzlies that you wouldn't want to play against?
Yeah, a lot of them, I think.
I bet.
Yeah.
Call out your buddies. Who are the guys on your team that you're just like, holy man, I would not want to play against that guy?
I mean, one of the guys, Ryan Nolan, on our team, he's a pretty tough kid.
Yeah.
He's, you know, we're really good buddies, but he definitely plays hard. So, I mean, he'd probably give it to me a bit if we were playing against each other.
Probably would, yeah. Right on, man. Well, thank you again for doing this, and good luck with the rest of the quest for the cup.
You are on
Twitter at @AlexNewhook_. Are you the same for Instagram and the rest?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. I guess we'll see you online then.